Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Sydney Liebman, editor of Luminaries, a weekly guide to nonprofit happenings along the Treasure Coast, published each Monday in the various editions of Scripps Treasure Coast newspapers and also available online at luminariesweb.com. Sydney, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Hello, Drew. Thank you for having me.
I was talking to someone recently who runs a nonprofit, and in the course of asking her how things were going with their fundraising efforts, she said, well, you know, flat is the new up, which of course infers that if you can kind of hold your own at where you were in the past few years, you're doing okay. Is that kind of where we are with nonprofits at the end of the year, beginning of the new year?
It really is. In the in 2010 and 11, nonprofits were dropping some of their services, some of their programs, where there was like an overlay between nonprofits, and so you found some programs dropped. So holding on really is key right now.
But I've also seen over the last year or so some new nonprofits spring up, which is kind of almost counterintuitive.
A lot of those smaller nonprofits that are popping up, I'm finding, are almost self-funded. Let's say Mary Smith has decided that there are some services that she would really like to hone in on, and so she forms her own nonprofit. But I'm finding that those types of folks are actually funding their agencies themselves for the first year or two. God bless them. And then they start coming out with small fundraisers trying to raise more money. But those smaller services that are being offered don't have the high cost, the high overhead. So it's a little bit easier to maintain.
Now, in the past several years, it seems that volunteers taking over a larger chunk, for lack of a better word, of the work that nonprofits are doing. Are you finding that to be the case?
Actually, volunteerism in general is down, which is really very sad. At a time when there's more need, we're finding that volunteerism in numbers is a little lower now than it was even in 2009. But in government entities, such as the city of Port St. Lucie, they have a huge collection of volunteers that run the Civic Center. So I'm finding where jobs have been lost due to the economy, volunteers are filling in, especially at government entities. It's very interesting.
But why the nonprofits do you think they have perhaps less volunteers?
Well, according to the Corporation for National and Community Service, which is a government entity, they say it all depends on the area. And because we are in an area of such high foreclosure and unemployment, that affects volunteering trends.
I'm speaking today with Sydney Liebman, the editor of Luminaries. You know, I always love to have you in at the beginning of the year, because it seems one of those New Year's resolutions is for people, hopefully, to give back to the community. What do people need to be aware of, to think of when they say, all right, I'd like to give my time? How do they approach it?
Okay, I'm gonna say two things, and not necessarily in the order that they should be in. I would like to recognize that a volunteer, when they donate their time to an agency or a nonprofit, that has a value of over $22 an hour. So if you're able to give even 2 hours of your time a week, you're saving that nonprofit approximately $44. That's very, very key to the nonprofit world today. So when you are out there selecting where you want to give your time, talent, or treasure, I strongly suggest that you first go with your heart, your passion. So much of the time, people have been personally affected by something, and that tends to be where they will put their time and talent. So definitely you want to look at that and always keep in mind of the true dollar value that comes with it. It's a magnificent return for the nonprofit.
I've been speaking today with Sydney Liebman, editor of Luminaries, a weekly guide to nonprofit happenings along the Treasure Coast. You'll find Luminaries each Monday in the various edition of Scripps Treasure Coast newspapers, also available online at luminariesweb.com. Sydney, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Drew. Happy New Year.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.